A young buck in Diamond Valley got some human help to extricate itself from an unfortunate predicament. When Linda Leslie and her husband returned home yesterday, they spotted a deer that had been causing a stir in the community for days because of a plastic container stuck on its head. Wanting to help the fawn with its plight, the couple put out feed in an effort to lure it close enough to remove the container. "The others came and it came with them," Leslie said. "I actually felt bad because the little guy was trying to eat but the bucket wouldn't let him, but it kept it around even though it couldn't eat." The couple called Alberta Fish and Wildlife, which had been receiving calls for 4 days but hadn't been able to locate the deer. With the herd sticking around to enjoy the food, an officer was able to come out and tranquilize the young buck with a dart. After removing the container, the officer administered a drug to counteract the tranquilizer, tagged it and stayed with the deer for 2 hours while it woke up. Leslie, her husband and a neighbor stuck around even longer, staying with the young buck for 6 hours, until 11:30 p.m., before it finally bolted up the hill. "It was weak, so we gave it some feed and some water. At one point he's actually lying on my neighbor's lap," Leslie said. "It would get up and go in circles but it was really wobbly. And then he got really steady on its legs, but it would circle like about 4 times in a row and fall down. Finally, it just bolted, like someone turned on a light switch." Leslie said a flashlight allowed her to see it run toward another deer at the top of the hill. She said she's hopeful it made it through the night and is anxiously waiting to see if its orange tag shows up among the deer in the meadow just south of the Sheep River in Turner Valley. Leslie said they originally that it was a female deer, but soon figured out it was a male. "The little nubs on the head is what kept the bucket on because we were all wondering why it wouldn't try and take it off, rub it against a tree or anything." She said the clear plastic container, one that likely contained cheese balls or some other food, is serving as an example of what not to do for students. "My daughter, who's a teacher, said can you send me those pictures because we're just doing a unit on the environment and not to leave garbage around because it can harm wildlife. So, she's going to use it in her class today."